Hello? Kinderlach, Kinderlach. Please turn that CD off. I have a phone call.
Papa, it's such a good CD.
Yeah, it's so funny.
My daddy always turns it on.
You can turn it back on in a few minutes. I just have to be on the phone now. I need peace and quiet. Who's this, please?
Reb Chaim, it's me, Rabbi Goldberg, from across the street.
Rabbi. Shalom Aleichem. To what do I owe this great honor?
Reb Chaim, we need you to...
Rabbi, are you going to tell me you need me to go to Moscow?
Reb Chaim, I think you have nevuah. I was about to say that we need you to go to Moscow. Do you remember when you were there, you met a Jew called Alex?
Of course I remember Alex. I was so amazed by Alex that I decided to become from.
Well, Reb Chaim, now you have an opportunity to do much, much more. Reb Chaim, they're starving for someone to teach them Gemara.
What about Aleph Beis and Chumash and Mishnayos?
Reb Chaim, believe it or not, they taught that to themselves with tremendous horavanya and work. But when it came to Gemara, they just couldn't do it on their own. They're begging for someone to come from America to teach them Gemara.
Rabbi, do you realize that the KGB still has my name somewhere in their computer? Well, I don't know if computers were invented yet in Russia, but they have my name somewhere on a list. And if my name pops up in their system that I'm trying to come into the country, they're going to arrest me on the spot and send me to Siberia. They didn't like it the last time I came. I made them look like a bunch of fools.
Reb Chaim, I have full faith in your abilities to run rings around the KGB.
Yeah, but wait a minute. If I'm going to go with my hat and jacket and my beard and payas, the KGB is going to know I'm an Orthodox person, and they're going to be very so I'll go to the thrift store like my kids go before Purim. I'll buy a funny-looking suit, and then they'll think that it's Purim. I mean, that they won't realize that I'm a firm person. I see.
Reb Chaim, do you mean to tell me that you're willing to go?
I'm willing to go, but I don't think my wife is willing to let me go.
Reb Chaim, please ask your wife as soon as possible. This is extremely, extremely important.
Some of you may be wondering what exactly is going on here in this story. You might remember that around 10 years ago, Harvey Friedman went to Moscow to deliver a suitcase filled with tefillin and mezuzahs. He had many adventures in Russia, especially with the KGB trying their best to catch him doing something against the law. But with the help of Hashem, he successfully delivered the tefillin and returned to America. Why don't I let Reb Chaim tell you about it in his own words?
Well, you see, it was like this. When I came back from Russia, I decided that I had to become frum. After all those Jews who were keeping the Torah under such difficult circumstances in Russia and risking getting sent to Siberia at any second, I mean, in America, there's no risk of getting sent to Siberia for keeping the Torah. There is no Siberia in America, so how could you get sent? Just kidding. That's not what I meant. But in all seriousness, I decided to change my entire lifestyle. I became 100% religious. I became very, very close with Rabbi Goldberg and his Rebbetzin. Until today, after I got remarried and I had a few children of my own, Rabbi Goldberg and the Rebbetzin are like parents to me, and they're like grandparents to my children. I used to think the Goldbergs were just all about potato kugel. Now I realize there's so much more they have to offer. Sometimes they have lakshin kugel, Yerushalmi kugel, apple kugel. Just kidding again. That's not what I meant. So anyhow...
Over the next 10 years, Harvey became Reb Chaim. He became a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. Now, after 10 years, once again, Reb Chaim was being asked to return to Russia. But this time his mission was a little bit different. Instead of just bringing a suitcase with tefillin and mezuzos, he was being asked to spend hours hidden away in a cellar someplace, learning Gemara with these precious Jews who were trying with Herculean effort to remain frum, but not just to remain frum, to learn Torah on the highest levels in secret in communist Russia. Reb Chaim secured his wife's permission, and after a few frantic days of shopping and packing, he was ready to embark on another incredible adventure in communist Russia, hopefully this time with a little less adventure. A few days later, a taxi pulled up outside Reb Chaim's house. He jumped into the taxi and headed for Kennedy Airport. At the airport, Rabbi Goldberg was waiting to see Reb Chaim off.
Reb Chaim, you should go gesunte heit, and you should be matzliach, and you should come back safely gesunte heit, and wait, I have a few things here for you. Here's some shliach mitzvah geld. You could please put it in a pushka when you come back to America. And of course, I have for you some of the Rebbetzin's special delicious potato kugel.
Ah, now we're talking. Yeah, it's worth the whole trip just for that.
And one other thing, Reb Chaim,
Yes, Rebbe? Anything you ask.
It's a little,
Rebbe, could I guess?
You could try.
You probably want me to take another suitcase with tefillin and mezuzahs.
Reb Chaim, I'm really starting to think you have Ruach HaKodesh.
But Rebbe, this time, if my name pops up in their computer system, they're gonna search my suitcase from top to bottom, they're gonna put it in the x-ray machine, they're gonna put it in the washing machine, they're gonna take pictures of the inside of the outside, they're gonna turn it upside down and shake it, they're for sure gonna find the tefillin.
Reb Chaim, don't worry, it's just three pairs of tefillin, and I'm sure you'll come up with a way of getting it past the KGB. I have no doubt about your abilities to outsmart them.
Rebbe, with your bracha, I'm sure everything is going to be okay.